Hello, saddies. I finally sat my ass down to record another episode. So, hey, how are y'all? I don't know where this is gonna lead today. I hope that if you're listening to this podcast, that by the time you finish listening to this podcast, you won't still be sad, because you definitely typed in sad something to get here, because I definitely have not been telling people about this podcast. If other people are listening to this, you know, people who return, people who like this podcast, thank you. Tell your friends. But I'm not telling my friends, I'm not telling anyone, because there's a couple people that know, but I don't know if I'm ready to put myself so out there just yet. I'm not necessarily sad today. I'm in a lot of pain though. My cycle started in, I don't know, that bitch beating my ass for some reason. She knocking me out. Like, I slept all day. I ate. I gotta go to work later. I don't even know. I don't know if I'm gonna pause this episode or if I'm gonna just keep going all the way through. We'll see. If you guys haven't realized, I really don't have any kind of order at all. Hence why this podcast started. I can't even tell you anything that I've even talked about. And I label the episodes weird stuff, so I don't remember. You know, something to irritate you writs due next week. But I hate February. February is not like, it is Black History Month. Thank you. Appreciate that. But also, February is my least favorite month because it's so short. I just paid rent and I gotta bust that bitch out again. I'm gonna pay it though. I always do. So, yeah. Updates on my life. I need to sit down and record more podcasts because I really do feel like this helps me. It does help me relieve tension. It helps me become less stressed. Something that's kind of bothering me, I'm not really in good standing with one of my best friends, and it's like, it's really bothering me because I care about her, but also there's a lot of qualities that I'm like looking at as a whole, and I'm starting to think like, I could live without that going on. I was talking to my other friend about the situation. Well, I don't like to really talk to this other friend about stuff because that person's been through a lot. So they're very numb to a lot of things when you tell them. And it's just like, so I don't really tell them things that are going on. But they were like, you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. I'm like, you shouldn't tell me what the fuck to do. This is my life. I can respond to a situation how I want to. It's not, you respond how you want to. And I don't really need anybody, especially not anybody younger than me, telling me what to do. Like, worry about you. Especially because I feel that way about certain situations that they could have done better, but I'm not gonna be like, you should have done, no, that wasn't me. That wasn't my place to decide. But I handle things the best way I think is possible. And if I don't wanna deal with something or someone, guess what? That's a lesson. A good lesson to speak on, actually. I said this the other day when I was on the phone with Catwoman. If you've heard those episodes, if you haven't, go listen to them, they're pretty funny. I was on the phone with her and I was telling her, I literally was like, I'm not Jesus. I don't gotta get along, I don't gotta like everybody, I don't gotta get along with everybody, that ain't my job. At the same time, I don't believe in creating more conflict for people I don't like. Like, I will simply just leave you alone if I don't like you. But at the same time, we can coexist and not like each other. I'm not, like I said, I am not Jesus. I was not put on this earth to please. So, you know, I know the whole, you're supposed to live like, you're supposed to love your neighbor. I do love people. And when I can't, I leave them alone or love them from a distance or just back up because, like I said, I don't want to create any extra conflict for anybody, but I don't want people to sit and think that they can disrespect me or talk to me any kind of way. And I have lost a lot of friends. Like, I can probably count on my hands how many friends I've lost. Count on my hands how many people I've stopped being friends with just because, same thread, they all feel like they can disrespect me. And I'm just like, fuck you. Like, you cannot say whatever you want to people and then expect them to stand by you. And I understand we going through something, but some people always going through stuff. And I get that, like, but I'm going through my stuff too. Like, I can't sit here. I'm not a sponge. I'm not going to soak up your problems too. It's not my issue. I think that is something I'm dealing with this friend right now. I do love her though. And I want to be friends with her, but I also don't want to. I'm mad about something that happened. Like, I don't even understand. Like, at our big age is how people cannot grasp the concept that you cannot have everything your way. People wanting everything to be their way, that is a dangerous quality. Like, you will literally, like, eat yourself alive trying to have everything your way. Because it's just, one, it's not possible. Two, you get upset and are, like, irrationally upset when you don't get things your way. That's insane to me. Like, why would you do that? Why is you can't let things control your life? Like, you, the only thing you can control is yourself. And the quicker people learn that, the happier they will be. And it's not like you're going to be happy 100% of the time, but you have to take little steps to make yourself happy. Like, okay, let's take me, for example. Like, beginning of this podcast, first episode, literally is me crying. And I was upset because I ended things with somebody who, once again, didn't respect me. And this was a romantic type of ending things, but what am I going to do? I can't make him treat me right. I can't make him love me. I can't make him do right by me. So I'm not going to sit here and keep trying. I'm not going to keep... It's not worth it. It's not worth my energy. It's not worth my time. It's not worth my effort. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave him where he's standing. Because he's just a person. And anybody else that you stressing over is just a person. At some point, you were living life without that person. Life might not have been as great, might not have been as fun, but nothing is going to sit here and reminiscing, oh, well, he was this, he did that, or she did this, or whatever. You can't be delusional trying to see the good in people. You have to see people for who they are right now, rather than the person that you know they can be. You have to accept that regardless of all those good times in the past, nothing about that is going to change. That's always going to be the past. But also, that past is not changing the fact that you're being mistreated right now. Drop them. Like, it's not even worth it. Or speak on it. Speak on it. And if things don't change, bye. Because what do I look like sitting here stressing over some shit that ain't even... don't even matter that much. Like, I don't know. I don't even know if I'm making sense. But aside from that, work is going pretty okay. I actually, now that I've gotten out of bed, so my, might be a little TMI, but my cycle did start, and it's real bad. But now that I've gotten out of bed, I feel a lot better, and I, you know, now that I'm talking this through, I actually feel a lot better, because my brain's been racing the last couple of days. About to say, but work, maybe going and moving around will help me feel a little bit better. But I don't know, the other day I had a really mean table. Literally, like, if you go to places just to be a dick, like, fuck you, honestly, fuck you and the horse you rode in on. Jump off a cliff, I don't really, you know, headbutt your mirror, I don't care. Like, but like, literally, like, if you go to restaurants just to be mean to people, go home. Like, it's not even that deep. Like, I was serving a lady, I was serving a group of ladies, and they were not nice. They just weren't. They had, it was three people that showed up, and then two people showed late. So that was already a bad thing. And then the three people ordered before the other two people got there. And they were like, can we put our order in? And I was like, yeah, you guys don't want to wait for the rest of the table? And they were like, no, I'm hungry. And I was like, okay. And they were like, what that got to do with us? And I was like, well, that's usually how it works. Like, you order when the whole table gets here. It's just called fucking common courtesy and being polite, dumbass. And then lady got a salad. I rang her salad in. And then my manager brought it out to her and she sent it back. She's like, no. And I walked over and I was like, okay. I was like, oh, what was wrong with your salad? And she was like, it was too small. I literally was like, oh no. And she was like, yes, it was. And you can't tell me how to spend my money. I was like, huh, bitch, what? What the fuck are you talking about? Like, I'm not trying to tell you how to spend your money. I'm just confused as to why you, and I responded because, like, obviously I'm working, I have to be kind. I was like, oh, I was like, I wasn't trying to tell you how to spend your money. I'm just literally trying to fucking make you happy, you bitch, because that's my job. I was like, I'm just trying to make you happy. And she was like, oh, I was like, what would you like in place of the salad? And she was like, a baked potato. She said it like I was so, like I was supposed to know. She got a baked potato, sent it back. She was like, they didn't put no toppings on it. They didn't put no bacon and cheese and stuff on it. I was like, can I have it back? And I took it from her and I showed my expo. I was like, this, please make this bitch with the potato. She is being so mean. She yelled at my manager too. And I'm like, why are you coming in here with this much energy? And of course, none of them tip, because why would they? Why the fuck would they? Of course, they're horrible people. I knew from the moment they sat down. There was one lady who had no teeth. I couldn't understand what she was saying. And she drank like a whole pitcher of alcohol by herself, which she's not supposed to do. But if she orders it, I can't do anything but ring it in. But it's supposed to be for like two people. At least it's a pitcher of alcohol. She drank most of it by herself, and she was just so, like, mumbling. She was like, that's how she talked. And I'm like, I can't understand you. Like, enunciate. I cannot understand what you're saying, honey. But I don't even know. These people were just, I don't know. They probably rode in straight from hell. But they were rude, and then all their food came out perfect. All of it. Nothing was sent back. Other than her salad, because it was too small, which it wasn't too small. Everybody else in the restaurant had the exact same size salad. And her baked potato, because it didn't have enough, quotations, toppings. But she got that fixed. Other than that, everything else at the table was perfect. And these people still did not tip me. And one of them, I think, I'm pretty certain, spilled their drink intentionally just to be a bitch, because how the fuck, these people also asked for all their stuff in to-go cups and stuff like that, which doesn't make any sense. I understand people trying to be more cautious because of COVID, but also you do realize you're eating off the same plate that the cups are also like the cups get ran through the dishwasher, plates get ran through the dishwasher, like, if it's going to be that kind of ordeal, eat at your house, okay? You come out and you're like, can I get all of my drinks in a to-go cup? I guess, but like, you're going to eat off the same plate. Like, that's the logic. You're eating off the same plates that were washed through the same machine. And it doesn't make sense to me. But one of them spilt their whole Sprite, like the entire drink was on the ground. And it was in a to-go cup. How you spill some shit with a lid? That has to be intentional. So they just were horrible. And they left. They didn't tip. The one lady left $2, who was like complaining about everything. And at that point, some people are just so nasty. It's just like, your tip can be leaving. Your tip can be going, getting out of my fucking face, because I don't want to serve you anymore because you're rude for no reason too. And then I was telling my boss, I was like telling him how they didn't tip. He was like, they didn't leave you anything. And I was like, no, they were so mean too. And then when I was cleaning up the table, $20 just magically appeared on the table. And I was like, did you put this here? My manager was like, no, I didn't do that. And I'm like, But we all know, come on. Them bitches ain't tip. We know that. But it really made me happy to know that the moral of the situation is that to know my job does care about me, because sometimes I get very irritated and don't want to work there or want to work somewhere else or just don't even want to be bothered. But the fact that, you know, he cared enough to give me money out of his own pocket, because that was such a bad experience. And that means so much, because those people were so nasty to me for no reason. I was just like, okay. And at that point, you're just like, the way they were acting, I'm like, you're complaining about everything at this point, and clearly you don't want to be happy. There's nothing I can do to make you happy. Like, just go home. But yeah, little heartfelt story of work restoring my faith in humanity again, and not even the guest this time. So yeah, my love life is very non-existent right now, and I feel like honestly that's probably for the best. Not talking to anyone, not seeing anyone or hooking up. And a part of me realizes that I'm not cut out for hookup culture. I haven't been a part of it that long, maybe like a year and a half. But I don't know if that's for me. I don't know if that, you know, the one boyfriend I had was horrible. Check some things. I was dating a man 13 years older than me. That probably should have been a red flag. He was not a very nice man. I haven't really messed with any men that are really nice, particularly. They've all been assholes. But that's okay, baby. We're not worried about that. We're worried about getting our coin, getting back happy, because at the end of the day, like I said, I was living life before I met them. We can go back to, we did go back to it. See? Not messing with them no more. I just get really tired. Maybe I am a little sad today. I don't feel that sad, but I know there's something meant for me. And I feel like they're coming for me. And I love the TikTok where it's like, he may not come when you want him, but he always come on time. What time is it? The girl's like, what time is it? Exactly, what time is it? And have he even left yet? Am I waiting for no reason? Because at this point, I'm about to just give up. But I don't know. I feel like life is very short, even though it feels forever when you're in the middle of it, and I don't want to spend my time looking back and not enjoying myself because I was so upset about a person or situation or something that I couldn't change, when I could have just been happy. Because at the end of the day, I decide I can, you know, sometimes you gotta fake it till you make it. And you gotta pick your emotions. You gotta say, I'm not gonna let this affect me. And even if you think about it, you gotta block it out. You're like, this is not worth it. This is not worth my time and energy. And it's not. Like, at the end of the day, when I look back on all this stuff, I am gonna look back and have dope, epic memories, because I am taking this time to love myself. I don't know. I always tell people there's no reason to be insecure. There's literally nothing about you that you can't change. You don't like the way you look, should get plastic surgery. I don't know. I support any happiness, you know? So if dating someone of the same sex makes you happy, date them. Who care what somebody else got to say about you? It ain't their life. If being a stripper makes you happy, go get on the pole, bitch. Do it. I completely support sex work. If freaking literally anything that you want, I'm like, and I also, my biggest thing is I try not to judge people for a situation that I'm not going through. Like, I always tell people, no one can tell me shit about a life they're not living. Meaning that I'm living my life the best way I think is possible. And it's like, I don't really need, you know, to feel bad about any decision that I'm making, because that's what I think is best for me. And that should apply with everybody. Everybody's doing what they can. Damn, cut people some slack. But yeah, I guess this is just me checking in. I'm okay. I wish I wasn't cramping, but other than that, I feel good. I feel in good spirits. I don't want to go to work. I released my shift. And if somebody picks it up, we're going to get me some Chinese food. Some American Chinese food. I don't know. Dude, also, I feel bad that all this stuff has been going on in Texas. Like, I literally, like, I was saying how I was like, I definitely can believe that the government is letting that happen. Like, it's horrible, but, like, I don't even understand what the government is for. They don't help us with anything at this point. They're not very helpful. And, like, it's so sad because I'll get on Twitter and people will literally have been posting videos of their groceries in the snow because they're trying to conserve them. Their ceilings are falling through because the houses aren't built for that kind of stuff. Because, hello, who thought it was going to fucking snow in Texas? Fucking Ted Cruz getting on a plane and leaving. And it's just like, dude, like, what are you doing? Well, you supposed to help people. And it's just, I know that there is like a window of what they can do, but they're also not doing much in that window. The window is shut and there are blackout curtains in front of it. There is no help. And that breaks my heart because it's literally so many people and they're suffering. Like, it's a natural disaster. The same shit they did with Katrina. They didn't help them people. They didn't care. I don't even understand. Like, it's just heartbreaking to keep watching people tweet and how they were fucked up and cut off the power lines a couple days before they knew that storm was coming. So they just, like, openly fucked these people over. That's horrible. Like, it's just, I don't even understand why, like, who? Like, who is so inhumane? Who is so selfish to where they thought that was okay? Like, I describe myself as, like, what is the term? It's like controversially unproblematic. Like, I'm controversial, but I'm also, like, not gonna cause problems for other people like this. Like, I'm just trying to, you know, be to myself, but, like, it's just, like, I genuinely live my life like I wouldn't do anything to anybody else that I wouldn't want done to me. And I know I sit on this podcast and I say things about my friends or whatever, but also this is my platform. They want to open up a platform and talk about something, and they can do that, you know. But I don't know if y'all can hear that. I'm gonna try to play this back. My neighbor playing some good music. It's just like, it's scary how money hungry everything is, and how they're just so easily and, like, openly willing to let these people, like, suffer. I don't know. I'm not fucking with it. And it's like, it's hard to sit and watch it because I'm like, there's nothing I can do about it. But it also doesn't make me feel good. People are literally losing their houses, losing their lives, I don't know. I didn't just want to say something about that. I do be caring about problems. It's not all, you know, fun and games. But I don't know. And so hopefully my love life or something will pick up soon, because then I'll have some juice, some tea, some honey to talk about. As of right now, I'm just kind of like, I don't know what's going on. I'm just living life. But, you know, if you know, you're listening to this, I'm sending you happy girl vibes. I hope you feel amazing about yourself. I hope that something I said stuck with you and that, you know, you decide to cut off whatever catalyst is making you upset in your life or making you sad, because you deserve to be happy. And if no one's ever told you that, I told you right now. You deserve to be happy. Everybody does. You know? And I always feel like if you can't be nice to someone, leave them alone, because it ain't worth it. Nothing's worth it. Never is. But sending y'all happy girl vibes. This is Sad Girl signing off. And hope y'all have a good day.